Hey, third time's a charm. Hey, I have a question for you. I just tried to call the number, the 617-319-9271. Is that still your number?
Yeah, I have two phones, so sometimes I don't have a reception on the other one. So
okay. No worries. Give me a second here. I've got your file in front of me. So I've got the invoice from DivorceSins. Give me a second. I understand you spoke with Nicole, correct?
Yes.
All right, give me a second. I talked to the vendor. Their lead time on this is 5 weeks, I believe. 4 to 5 weeks to be on the safe side. So I think what we want to do is go over the process, make sure you understand kind of the approval. It's not my job to push you on anything. If the approval works, fantastic. I think the way to say it, and Nicole mentioned this to me, is you guys have some cash, but you're looking to kind of get into a program where the equipment can essentially pay for itself as opposed to the equipment being a cash up front. Is that correct?
That's right.
All right, perfect. So bear with me. Bear with me. I'm bringing this up. I'm just going to close my office. Give me 1 second, okay?
Sure.
So what Nicole was able to put together for you is our standard program is called a lease with option to own. We have several programs. One is where you get the equipment transferred at the end. The other term is where there's a buyout. There's really, I'm not on the sales side. I'm on the vendor management side. I don't like to dance around issues. You got approved for our starter loan program or starter lease to own program, which essentially unfortunately comes with, and Freddie, I'm sorry, can you hear me okay? It's going in and out, so I want to make sure you can hear me.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, so not to dance around issues. The file's approved. However, with kind of your partner's credits and issues, it's going into one program, and the program you've been approved for, it unfortunately comes with a significant amount of risk. About 20 to 25% of customers in this program, you're basically getting grouped into a program that has a high default ratio, and by that I mean there's a lot of customers that essentially borrow these funds, and then they stop paying us very, very quickly. But I think the whole value here is, if you don't want to pay cash, you have a fixed monthly payment. At the end of the day, the way that I see the value is, you're getting equipment that I think brings you money over time. So let me quote you on some terms and get your feedback, okay?
Okay.
So due at signing would be a first and last payment. That means you wouldn't get a bill for your first month, you wouldn't get a bill for your last month. For example, let's say we funded your transaction tomorrow, your billing cycle could be the 1st or the 15th. So let's assume your billing cycle is the 1st. You'd have a small prorated rent that'd be due between now and the end of the month, and then November 1st to November 30th would be paid, and your last payment would be paid before any type of buyout. On a 3-year term, and you're going to probably get your socks knocked off, there's no hiding this, on the program fee issue, I'm quoting you plus sales tax because we have to collect it in your state. Do you know what your sales tax rate is?
6.5.
All right, so I'm just going to put 6.5% onto the payment I'm quoting you, and then we remit that to your local state so you don't have any tax issues. So let's bring this up. Sorry about all the phone tag, by the way.
No, it's fine.
Last question for you. You are approved for up to $20,000. Are you looking for any other equipment, like point of sale or other cooking equipment at this time, refrigeration, furniture?
No.
Okay. Okay. You can always come back, you know, if that's something that interests you. So if you did this for a 3-year term, the fixed monthly payment you're looking at is $526.88 plus the tax. So $526.88, and what's your sales tax again? 6.25?
6.5.
Okay, so $526.88 times 1.065. So including tax, the fixed payment will be 561. If you wanted
561.
Correct. If you wanted to do a slightly longer term, like a 4-year term, it would knock the payment down to 452.74 plus tax.
Yep.
So 452.74 times 1.065, 482.16 or 17, depending on how we round the numbers.
What's the rate on that?
So the rate factor, there's not going to be an interest and principal separation. It's going to be a rate factor. So to quote you on this, the approval that was issued, it's 526.88, and you're going to divide that by 9,400. You're looking at a rate factor of 0.056, but not to beat around the bush, 526 times 36, it's very, very expensive money because you would borrow 9,400 and you're paying back close to 18 on a 3-year term. This program that you're putting in because of the credit scores, and it's nothing that's in my control, is very expensive. I don't want to hide that. I don't hide that for anyone. So the only reason this won't... Go ahead.
$20,000, I'm paying.
Yes. The only reason this program makes sense, and I can get you another program, by the way, if you want me to. The whole problem is the other programs that you'll be issued as a startup restaurant, they're going to go underneath your personal credit, which is kind of counterintuitive. You might save 50 or 100 bucks on a payment, but if it goes underneath your personal credit, it's obviously not what you want to accomplish, correct? So, and the problem is, if you have anything going on your personal credit, even though if it gets reported, it shows up as debt obligation, it drives down your credit score, it's back to square one. What I would tell you, and this is what I would tell a lot of customers that are in this situation, startup financing, especially with certain types of credit, is very, very expensive. But, hello?
I'm sorry.
I've had a lot of customers who have used this program because the way they look at it is they say, hey, look, it's an expensive payment. I got to do a buyout at the end. It's a lot of interest. It's very, very expensive. But for that same customer, oftentimes they start up a relationship with us. When it comes to borrowing more money, they've got some history in terms of the business credit, whether they work with us or someone else in the future. But more importantly, they're matching up how much profit this equipment's going to come into with the revenues. And so that's, I think, the most important thing here. This program can make sense for you if the revenue is justified. But if it doesn't make sense, I don't take it the wrong way. It's an expensive proposition.
Yeah, definitely. I don't know if I like the deal at all. I would like to, are you able to send that to me in like writing?
Yeah, I mean, what
you know, the terms. So, you know, I can sit down. I'm going to sit down today with my partner and probably discuss it and just think what's best for us. But, yeah, I don't feel like paying, you know, I could buy two of those equipment, you know, in 3 years. So, I don't know. I know it's going to help me in production and also to add some more items to the menu. But, you know, to pay twice the amount, I don't see it as a benefit.
I guess I would ask you this question, and I guess, you know, don't take it, and I like having conversations with people, and no one's going to push you into something or trying to sweet talk into anything. That's just not what we do. This equipment's pretty expensive. Do you install it, or does it doesn't really take much to install it, correct?
No, it doesn't,
Okay. And I'm assuming that, about how much cash do you guys have on hand right now?
We have about 40,000.
Yeah, what?
40,000.
I didn't see that in your bank statement. Is that in the personal account? Is that in a different account?
Yeah, it's in a savings account.
Oh, okay. Well, I wish I had seen those because that might really help us. I guess this is.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I could send it to you. It's just that I didn't think that you needed the. I thought that you were looking more for like sales type of statement, and that's why I only sent you that.
Ah, okay, yeah. Just the more information. So I think with this program, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you the options. Like I said, there's a buyout at the lease and end term. Can I speak frankly to you and not rub you the wrong way? Is that okay?
Say that again?
Can I speak frankly to you and not rub you the wrong way?
Yeah, yeah.
On the surface of it, this program sucks. It sucks. It's expensive. But yeah. I understand why. If we give 100 customers this program, 25 of them will stop paying us within six months. And the reason
yeah,
is... Simple. Go ahead.
Yeah, I completely understand. I completely understand the risk that you guys...
Yeah, it's very, very high risk, and unfortunately,
yeah.
it's a hood. Where I think this program does benefit is this. You got a lot of cash on hand, so I probably think like a 2-year term is better because it's going to lessen your payback, but really where this equipment makes people money or doesn't make them money is simply, can they justify the payment? So I'm going to shoot you an email. Take a look at it, and if you want to send me those bank statements, maybe I can push them and get you a better deal. Just let me know.
Okay. Yeah, I can send you the other account. I just didn't know that you needed. But
I think if you've got a lot of cash on hand, that can help. So why not try?
Yeah, I'll send it to you.
All right, cool.
Yeah, I can send it to you right now, actually.
Okay.
I mean, you send me whatever you have for the deals, and then I'll look at that, and then if you have something else that you can work with the other account that I'm going to send you, you can...
Yeah, I think it'll be helpful.
Yeah.
Cool. All right, I'll look out for it, and hopefully we can find you a solution here, okay?
Yeah, sure. Are you sending me that email today?
Yes, I'm sending it to you right now.
Okay. Sounds good.
Thanks a ton.
Thank you very much.
You got it, brother. Bye-bye.